Exercise 5. Here's a simple thought experiment to illustrate the absurdity of claiming to know an individual's genetic potential based on current appearance or ability. To visualize this, consider a physical example. Imagine a massive bodybuilder standing next to an extraordinarily skinny man. One of them looks like freshly shaved King Kong, and the other looks like the slightest gust of wind might knock him over. At first glance, most people probably would assume that the large, muscular man has the genetic advantage for success in competitive bodybuilding over the skinny man. But we can't assume this to be the case. It could easily be the skinny guy who had been born with the superior genes for bodybuilding. But maybe nothing in his environment activated those genes. Maybe he was deprived of something in childhood, good nutrition perhaps, and those genetic gifts were muted. Maybe he grew up in a place that had no gyms, and he never had the opportunity to train with weights. Or maybe he thought bodybuilding was weird or too difficult, so he never even tried.